God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. So Genesis is a book of firsts. And when you get to Genesis chapter 4, you find all kinds of progress. You find agriculture. Both Cain and Abel were in agriculture, one in herds and one in crops. You find perhaps the beginning of music as mankind used it. In verse 21, the Bible says, speaks of a man named Jubal and says that he was the father of all such as handle the harp and organ. So I think perhaps God is the creator of music, but man kind of finds this out at the very beginning. So a first, Jubal, he was kind of like the first, he was the father of, is the way it said, that handle harp and organ. You find technology. You find verse 22 of chapter 4 there was a man, Tubal-Cain, an instructor of every artificer in brass and iron. So that's a technology. Weapons and equipment were totally radically changed because of brass and iron and such things. Verse 17 of chapter 4. The Bible says that there was a man named Enoch, and he builded a city. So you find all kinds of technological and agricultural and social advancement. Now, what kind of progress did man make in Genesis chapter 4? You know, progress must be defined. Sometimes we talk about that man is progressive, that woman is progressive, that party is progressive. Now, look. You can argue that there's a historical, you can go back to a certain date and the progressives, it's a party, but it's more than a party, it's a claim. It's not a claim to a political ideology, it's a claim as to virtue, where we're making progress. It'd be if I started a group and we called it virtue, and then everyone has to stand up against us who does not agree with us by disclaiming virtue. So I think that progressive and progressivism, we all use that statement. But what do we mean by that? If I am against the position of a person that calls himself or herself progressive, does that mean I'm regressive? If you don't consider yourself regressive, I would never call anyone progressive. Because in fact, progress is indicating that you're moving in the right direction towards a stated goal. Now, it may well be that that's exactly what those that call themselves progressives are doing, but I would contest that. I do not think they're going in the right direction. Now, I don't mean to digress. I simply mean if I'm going 90 miles an hour, but I'm going south when I need to be heading north, then that's not progress. So there's agriculture, music, technology, cities. Is that progress? Well, you also find the first murderer in verse 1, Cain murdered his brother Abel. In verse 23, you find murder again. You find this the first polygamy. Lamech took unto him two wives. That was against the design of God. You find perhaps religion as it's first conceived. Cain offers to God a sacrifice, but he does it in his own efforts and not by faith in God. What is the upshot of all this? The upshot is this, that there's no true progress for a believer without faith. There's no true progress. I'm not merely progressing because of agriculture or music, technology or city. What about where I am with God? In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4, the Bible speaks of Abel and says, by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. So whatever else was happening when Cain and Abel offered their sacrifices, we know that Abel was a man who did what he did. He was living by faith. He was trusting in God. You see, God is the giver. He's the giver of life. And you find this in the way that Eve named her sons. In verse 1, he says, Cain, I have gotten a man from the Lord. That was Cain. Again, Seth, she says, for God hath appointed me another seed instead of Abel. So she realized that life is from God. Produce is from God. The ground that was cursed because of man's sin was blessed by the creation of God. Technology. You know, what good is technology if we just use it to destroy ourselves? Without God, we're just living in a dystopia. We're living in 1984 or some other dismal view of the future. You know, there's another book called Pilgrim's Progress. pilgrim because this world is not our home. We're just passing through in progress because pilgrim had a destination. He was going in the right direction. He was following God. He had a vector. And so we misunderstand progress when we forget our destination. Friend, look, whatever progress you make socially or academically or financially or in some other area, what good is it if you're not progressing in your relationship with God? All those things are actually powers that can be detrimental if they're not given to God. What good is my knowledge if I simply use it to devise things that can destroy humankind? We think about nuclear weapons. We think about our artificial intelligence, and we can speak of these things till the cows come home. The bottom line is that's not progress if we're not living lives of faith in our Creator, in the God who made us for a purpose. So if you're a believer, if you've trusted the Lord Jesus as Savior, you have trusted Christ with eternity. And if that's true, then don't you think you can trust God with today, with tomorrow, with right now? Look, there is no true progress for a Christian without faith. And it is this faith that pleases God and gives victory in life.